Our loving and gracious Heavenly Father, Yahweh, once again we come before you in prayer on your holy Sabbath day, thanking you, Father, for another day of life and thanking you for another opportunity to worship you in a special way on the Sabbath day. We thank you for our families, Father. We thank you for our brethren. We thank you for the closeness and fellowship that we have, Father. And we thank you for the instruction that you give us from your word to teach us how to live according to your ways. And Father, as we look into the pages of the word today, we pray, Father Yahweh, for your guidance. And we pray for your encouragement. And we ask that your Holy Spirit, Father, be the one to guide us and to lead and direct us as we continue in our journey towards the kingdom of Yahweh, as we continue to struggle through this difficult life and through the troubles that we have to face from day to day, Father Yahweh. Yet we know that in all those troubles, you are with us, and you have not and never will abandon us, Father, but that you will give us the strength and the encouragement to be able to make it through and to be able to have the victory in the end. So, Father, we commend our lives into your hands, and as we learn from the word now, we know, Father Yahweh, that these words will be from the scriptures will inspire us, and the examples of the great men and women of faith in its pages will serve as role models for us, Father, as we seek to model our lives according to that faith, and ultimately, of course, more than anything, according to the faith and example of Yahshua the Messiah. And we thank you, Father, in Yahshua's name, and ask this prayer. Hallelujah. You may all be seated. How is your faith, brother? How is your faith, sister? Are you feeling strong today? Or are you in need of some encouragement? I know that I'm in need of some encouragement. As strong as I would like to think that I am, I know that there are days when I don't feel like it. It seems to be especially so immediately following the Feast of Tabernacles that you can feel a tremendous letdown. Think about it. After living for just over a week in an atmosphere where you are surrounded by people that you love and where you are able to worship every day in peace without thinking about the routine of jobs and bills and illness and a whole host of assorted problems, it is a tremendous disappointment to have to return to all of that. It's not long at all before reality comes crashing in and you find the problems as you left them, and new problems are added to that. And then when you turn on the news or read the papers, and all you find is war and strife and murder, dirty politics, contention, and on and on. It's enough to make you want to go back into the mountains and escape. Yet we must press on, brothers and sisters and friends. We have no choice. In each of our lives, this world that we see in front of us, this world that we see in front of us, is our current reality. Or is it? Must we confine our thinking to the here and now? Must we be satisfied with seeing what we do before our very eyes? Or is there a better frame of thought? Is there something that goes beyond the sight of our eyes and allows us to have vision into a future that will be not unlike what we recently experienced at Tabernacles? And I think we all know that the answer is yes. Certainly that is the case. And that's the purpose of my message today, to point that out very vividly from the sacred scriptures and to encourage us. As we consider the scriptures, I'd like for us to go beyond the senses today, to move past the sight of our eyes to something that is greater than ourselves. And in doing that, perhaps we can find the strength to live from day to day without taking to heart the darkness and sometimes even the despair that we experience in the here and now. Now don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about living in some kind of a fantasy world or taking on an escapist mentality. That would be both unrealistic and unfruitful for us. We have to be realists, brethren. We live in this world. We recognize it, and we accept it for what it is. But rather, what I am asking you to do is to look beyond the present circumstances that appear to confront us to see not as man sees, but as Yahweh sees. The title of the message is Seeing as Yahweh Sees. Seeing as Yahweh Sees. Let's turn over to Matthew 13, and we'll begin reading with verse 10. And as we read here in Matthew, we see a tragic situation unfold.